This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about Trump's day, how it went. And we're going to talk about a new tone we're seeing from the Biden campaign, something we haven't seen before. So we'll just run through what occurred. Okay, so starting off in the New York civil entanglement, Trump was successful in arguing that his bond should be reduced. It was reduced to $175 million, and he has 10 days to post that. In the other New York entanglement, what's being referred to as the hush money one, that is now slated to begin on April 15th. Trump promised to appeal that decision. I'm not exactly sure how he's going to do that. That would take some unique maneuvering. So after that, he gave a press conference. And it was unusual. People have referred to it as unhinged and a whole bunch of different things. I don't know all about that, but it was definitely Trump. In it, he made a number of mistakes, one of which was him saying that you can't have an election in the middle of a political season. Being generous, you can assume that he meant trial and didn't say that correctly. Then he also said that he wanted to bring crime back to law and order. Being generous, maybe he meant bring law and order back to crime-ridden areas. So he didn't have a good day overall. Started off with some good news, and it just kind of went downhill from there. And then Biden-Harris HQ, which is, it's like the social media rapid response part of the campaign, from what I understand. They released a statement from the campaign. Donald Trump is weak and desperate, both as a man and as a candidate for president. He spent the weekend golfing, the morning comparing himself to Jesus, and the afternoon lying about having money he definitely doesn't have. His campaign can't raise money. He is uninterested in campaigning outside his country club, and every time he opens his mouth, he pushes moderate and suburban voters away with his dangerous agenda. America deserves better than a feeble, confused, and tired Donald Trump. And it's got the like Biden-Harris logo at the bottom. That's a change in tone right there a little bit. That is unique coming from the Biden campaign. I don't know if we're going to see more of that type of statement. It probably depends on how it resonates with people. Again, for the Biden administration, they're trying to build that coalition. This might win over some moderates. And I'm not sure. I'm going to be honest. It's not the type of campaign that Biden is typically associated with. But Trump is, to use the word, unprecedented. So maybe the campaign is looking at a shift in tactics. But that's quite the statement from Brandon there. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.